This is your brother James, and this is the Not As I Will podcast.
Today, I wanted to address the question. I can be anything I want, I wanted to address the statement, not the question. I wanted to address this statement. I can be anything I want to be, or you can do anything you put your mind to, right? These two statements we've heard. Probably growing up our whole life, somebody told us, you can do anything you want to do. You can be anything you want to be. And we, you know, you buy into it and you're like, yeah, I can. Except the problem, there's one big problem. You don't have any focus. And then you get tossed to and fro. And then you end up not having any drive because somebody told you and you believe them that you could be anything you want to be. Yet you're still not anything. And, you know, I'll just start off with a verse, okay? Romans 12, verse 3. For I say through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. And then it goes into the ministry gifts. Talks about ministry, you know, leaders, exhortation, mercy. Yeah, all the different gifts that can come from, you know, your ministry, right? However, what the point is that you actually are meant for one purpose, right? And you know, you may have different, you know, goals and tasks and things that God put before you. You might do multiple things. So I'm not saying that, right? It doesn't mean you don't have multiple careers. It doesn't mean that you don't have things that you are multifaceted in, because it also talks about in the Bible about the talents and how, you know, one guy was given one guy was given two, one guy was given five. The one with two multiplied it, made it four. The guy with five multiplied it, made it five, or made five more, which made it 10, right? And the guy who had one just buried it in the ground and didn't do anything with it. And so I'm not saying that you don't get more skills. I'm not saying you don't grow. I'm not saying that. Okay. What I'm saying is God has placed you here to do something, right? And it is not to do anything, you know, oh, I can do anything. Well, no, that would be, you know, not good. Okay. To think that you can just do anything, because it's not true. So it's a good thing. You know, as you get older, you notice, as I get older, there's things I'm bad at and there's things I'm good at. And you tend to lean to things that you're good at, right? And you tend to stay away from things you're bad at. I'm very bad at playing, you know, I never played tennis, you know. So that's not a good example. What's something that's a good example? I guess basketball. Well, let's just take basketball, for example. Like I'm a former athlete. I was never even really that good of a football player, you know, but I was a very physical person, you know, like I enjoyed contact and physicality. So I was a decent, you know, I was able to play football in college, and that's great, right? However, I wouldn't even consider myself any decent athlete. You know, I was able to develop into some athleticism, but I never was a great athlete by any means. You know, I'm probably above average for the average person, but I'm definitely nowhere, you know, I think people that would tell you or know that I'm not like the best athlete. But there's, you know, I go play basketball and I like playing basketball. I'm not very good at basketball. You know, I'm very bad with dribbling. I'm very bad. Like I'm okay with my right hand. I can kind of dribble with my right hand. I'm very, I'm okay at, you know, rebounding. I'm okay. You know, I got to work at those things, right, to get better at them. Which is fine, okay? But that's not what God put me on earth to do, was to play sports, right? I enjoy sports. I like them. I'm more of like a coach or a teacher, right? And I know that. So I don't try to, like, feed into my Like, I enjoy playing sports because I can right now. I'm still young enough to. But I don't put everything into it to where I'm, like, consumed by playing the sport. You know, I try to use my mind more so involving sports. And that tends to be where I flourish, you know, using my mind with sports, not actually playing the sport. You know, I can play and I can be competitive, but I'm not, that's not really my strength. Okay. And this is just an example. You could use this with anything. You could be somebody who's, you know, and another thing I learned, even in coaching, I learned I'm not a good head coach. I'm really not. Like, currently, right now, I am a head coach, and it's more just out of by default. And I don't want to call it obligation because that's not, that's my heart really is in it. But there was nobody else who I didn't even apply for the job, by the way. There was nobody else who applied for the job. I was the only one who was qualified for the job or able to do the job successfully, right? And I knew it. And so I felt like I needed to do it and I wanted to do it. I did. I was kind of hesitant because it was my first year at this job and I didn't want to add more to my plate. However, I kind of got into a groove with the job and I did feel like I would be okay if I added something, you know, minor to my plate. We'll see if that works out. However, I was able to kind of recognize, you know, early on in my coaching career that I don't really want to coach at a very high level. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be a high school coach, definitely not a college coach. You know, a long time ago, I wanted to be a professional coach, whatever, you know, I just don't have the drive. And you might say, you know, you're lazy. And I think people that would know me would tell you I'm not lazy. I do have, you know, I have a well-balanced life. Like, I work really hard for 8 hours a day. When I leave my work, I don't think about it and I don't want to do any more work. Occasionally I will take work home because I have to, not because I want to, because I have to, you know. This podcast, I would say I'm a little bit sporadic on, but I try to stay consistent. I try to get one out at least every 6 weeks, you know. But I wouldn't say I'm not a hard worker, but I would say I just try to keep things even. Like, I try to, like, with sports, I like sports a lot. I try to keep it even with, like, my spiritual, right? I try not to let sports overtake my spiritual. I try to let, you know, my time with my wife be, you know, one of my main priorities. The time with the Lord, my main priority. And then everything else I can kind of, like, you know, build up, you know, or do later, you know. So, you know, when I run out of time, you know, I do, and that's fine. And then I run out of time to do something, one of my extra things, and then I don't get to it, and that's okay. You know, but what I will say is that I knew that there was things I wasn't good at, and that's okay. And I think learning, you know, as you grow, you mature, you learn to accept that, you know. There's things I'm very hyper aware. Like, I'm very hypersensitive. It's almost to a fault. Like, I can almost feel what's going on with people, and I almost, like, feed into it too much. So, like, somebody, like, I remember this one time I used to be really involved at my church, one of my churches before I met my wife, got married, and I was way too involved. And the guy that was, like, the groundskeeper, I was, like, his right-hand guy. I was a volunteer. I didn't even work there. But people might have thought I worked there because I knew, I was like, I want to make this guy's life easier, because I could just tell he's asked to do a lot and I could tell he needed help. So I took it upon myself for 3 years just to help this guy all the time, you know? And it was almost I feel like he got a little annoyed by it, which is fine, whatever. I think he got annoyed with the fact that I was just, like, so hyper aware that he needed some help. He was, like, an older man. He could, like, he had, like, a bad knee. It was just, like, I could just tell this guy needed some help, right? I mean, he looked, you know, he took care of himself, and you could, you know, like, he could move around. It wasn't like he couldn't, but there was just things that I knew I could do that he couldn't, and he could use help with that, right? And so I just took it upon myself to do all this. However, I ended up wearing myself out, you know, and I think, you know, he saw that, he got, and you could tell he was a little bit disappointed, almost like I didn't recognize that. However, you know, I learned, like, I'm very hypersensitive, and I need to be aware that, hey, listen, like, though I am this sensitive, I don't need to always like help all the time, you know? Like I you know, I see a piece of trash on the floor, it's hard for me to walk by it, I have to pick it up, right? So like I'm super hypersensitive, but I also just need to like also realize like I don't have to do every single task that people aren't doing, you know? It's okay to let something go, right? There's a piece of trash 10 feet away, you know, me walking, you know, within 10 yards of a piece of trash and seeing it, I don't have to pick that up, right? I mean, I could, you know, I could walk over there, pick it up, right? But I don't, I would be out there all day, you know? And so those are things I had to learn. And this is what I'm talking about, is like, God has put you here to do something, and he doesn't want you to get distracted doing other things. And, you know, and the only way we know that is by getting close to God. That's it. It's the only way we know. Side note, we were at church, right? And we were talking about Titus chapter 2, which is, you know, one of my favorite chapters, because it's kind of geared towards young men. At one time in my life, it was probably one of my favorite chapters because I was a young man and I really felt like it was speaking to me. But at church, we talked about it this week, and I thought this was really interesting. So listen to this. It says, but as for you, speak the things, this is chapter 2, verse 1. But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience. Okay, and then it talks about women, young men, all this stuff, right? Husbands, whatever. Okay, it talks about all these things. I wanted to highlight the older men, and it was the first thing, right? It was the first group that he addressed. And I can't tell you how many older men I ran into of late, like in the last 5 years, you know, who are just really in really good shape. They're like, they're more jacked than me. And I get this, like, you know, it's like one of those things where you like admire them, but you're at the same time, you are a little bit like, why are you trying to be young again? And I don't believe God wants us to, you know, go back, want to be, you know, young. I know that's like countercultural. Countercultural is like, oh yeah, you want to stay young. You want to do this. You want to do that. Right. But he's telling the older men to be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith and love and patience, you know, and another reverent or temperate is like calm, just like a peaceful person. And you know, like growing up, a lot of the older men in my life were always just very calm, like spiritual men. And there was a guy I worked with, I met him at work, and he was like, you know, and he was a Christian, but by the way, like we connected because he was a Christian guy. However, he really had a hard time with women. Like he was like a really horny guy, just like this older horny man. And you could tell he just like was fluxed and he just struggled. And, you know, over time, I kind of figured out that a lot of these older men are actually on testosterone therapy because they want to go like continue to work out like they did when they were younger. You know, they want to feel better, you know, and they take a testosterone therapy. And what it does is it kind of gives you the same hormones the same hormone levels that you were when you were like, you know, 10, 20 years younger sometimes. And you act like you were 10 or 20 years younger, which is like a more driven person. You know, when you're, you know, between 30 and 50, you're just very driven. Like you're like, I'm working on my career. I'm building things. I'm building my family. I'm building myself. And you're just always going and you have all this energy, and that's on purpose. Like God like designed you that way. And then when you get older, you're like, oh, where is that energy? And you're trying to like hang on to it. And it's like God's telling you, no, don't hang on to it. Let it go. Calm down. Be temperate. Be someone who's peaceful. And this guy, whenever I was around him, it was just always like negative and like everything was in flux. And just like, he's really horny. I mean, he wouldn't really talk about the women all the time, but you could just tell like he was dating all these women, you know. And he's an older, he was like 70. By the way, and he acted like he was probably 25, you know, and, you know, because just because some of the things he said, I just remember, like, I was like 30
And some of the things he said, I just remember thinking the exact same thing he was when I was like 25, like 5 years before. And I'm not trying to make myself out to be like something special, but I am saying like I was able to kind of notice where he was in maturity, which is weird. You know, it's also like the hypersensitive part of me. And so, you know, when this happened, I was just like really like kind of grieved for, you know, a lot of people in our society are like this. It's not just him, right? But if you, you know, and I encourage you, if you're like an older person listening to this, just, and you're taking like testosterone, I'm not saying that you can't because you, maybe you need it. I don't know. But in my opinion, I hope, and I'm not there yet. So who knows? Maybe I'll be just like this guy. I don't know. But my hope and my prayer is that I don't ever have to do that to like maintain, like, you know, I want to be who God wants me to be, not somebody else. And this, it goes back to just like, it goes back to, you know, God puts you here for a purpose. You know, yeah, you might have different skills. You might have different things you're good at, but he put you here for a purpose and it's different from everybody else. You know, like that's why you're important, you know, you're important to God's body. He said that everybody has a different part. And so just keep that in mind, you know, when you're going through this life.
And this was your brother James, and this is the podcast, Not As I Will.